Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free For All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free For All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free For All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. It is Free For All Friday, 877-895-5410. It's 877-895-5410. You know, they don't hate guns. No, they just don't want you to have one. It isn't about gun control. It is about control. And if they had their way, it'd be soon no guns. I think no guns will not happen. I don't think that's going to happen unless we actually have a government massacre across this nation, at which time they will need to start invading rural America. Now, rural America, you know, the forgotten Americans, the deplorables, rural America, the nation's breadbasket, literally. So in controlling and overtaking rural America, should that happen, the elected in power will have complete control. Complete control. They pretty much control the cities, don't you think? Control is the word that you need to remember. It is about controlling the masses of the people for the elite and the better good of King Government Incorporated. Doing away with the republic, the constitutional republic. This is no different, not really, than what our founding fathers had to contend with. Did you go back and read that Declaration of Independence earlier this week when I mentioned that? If you'd like, I will send you a copy. It'll just be printed off of my printer. A copy of the Declaration of Independence, along with their dramatic reading of the Declaration that I did a couple of years ago for the 4th of July show. It's time, America, that you understood why we have a Second Amendment. What exactly were the grievances of that day? They're listed in the Declaration of Independence, and we must know and understand. America is not like any other nation in this way. However, we are becoming rapidly socialistic due to greedy politicians, globalists, communists, corporatism, whatever you want to call it up there in D.C. with the D.C. occupiers. None are for the sake of freedom, liberty, or independence, or life. Do not be deceived. Tyranny. Cruel and oppressive government or rule. People who survive war and escape tyranny? Tyranny. Do we have tyranny here in the United States of America? Those NFL players, they lack understanding of the oppression that is really here. They are not oppressed in the ways that they think they are, but they are being used. Can you name the abuses of power inflicted on we the people at this time? I dare say the NFL players cannot. They know not of the revolution, the fact that slavery is over yet. They are enslaved by a hate that is founded on lies. Their respect for Margaret Sanger is one. And hate for any conservative Christian who cherishes life, all lives. Can you name the abuses of power we're currently under. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I encourage you to share with others. Get them to tune in. Whether you're listening on shortwave at 12.160 or if you're listening on the internet, and I have apps for your smartphones. I have one for the Android, one for the smartphone, the iPhone. That one costs me $100 every year to get that renewed. The other one is free. They're both free to you. Carry CSC Talk Radio. Carry common sense in your pocket. Excuse me. Now, I just now received this, printed it before we went on the air. So I haven't really looked at it, but I trust this man. He's from Wisconsin. He listens there. And I have something else from him I was going to share with you here in just a little bit, but I'm waiting for your calls because it is free for all Friday. 877-895-5410. Paul Ryan says, Paul Ryan has told the press that the national, okay, I can't say the word again. Producer, would you say it in my ear? Reciprocity. Is that correct? Concealed carry will not be voted on. This is simply a political pandering and a reaction that will contribute to the possibility or likelihood of another tragic reoccurrence. You know, this is something that we need to really watch out for, America. I mentioned yesterday, we can't legislate out of emotions. Right now, emotions are strong. The left are taking advantage of the emotions. I am completely convinced that the left socialist groups have no love in their hearts for this nation, but only hate for it. Only hate for you, the deplorables, the Republic, the Constitutional Republic. So, I looked up reciprocity. The practice of exchanging things with others for mutual benefit. What are they going to exchange for mutual benefit with another compromise, possibly on your Second Amendment? It says the practice of exchanging things with others for mutual benefit, especially privileges granted by one country or organization to another. Privileges granted. Oh, that one just irks me. Your Second Amendment isn't a privilege granted by D.C. occupiers or Congress or legislation. Your Second Amendment is your right. It shall not be infringed. The original 10 amendments, the original 10 of the Bill of Rights, were a list of things they cannot touch. They being D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. The deals they're cutting are so corrupt. The lies they spew are so vile that they feel the need to disarm the citizens of this nation, and that be the truth. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. And if you don't call, I'm going to make it up. 877-895-5410. It's 877-895-5410. This is one of my favorite shows. It's free for all Friday. And I hope you enjoy it as well. Not too many talk shows actually give you your mic time, your time to say what's on your heart. We have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. And how are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. Thank you for your gift. I received it in the mail this morning.
I appreciate that. I got a little funny, but it's true.
Okay. Those are the scary ones, aren't they?
Yeah. Politicians are like babies.
Okay.
They need to be changed often, and for the same reason.
All right. And we haven't been doing a very good job of changing them, have we?
No.
And it's getting pretty rank in the swamp, pretty rank.
Yeah, but I thought you'd enjoy that.
I did enjoy that. Appreciate it, Bill. Thank you so much.
No problem. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Bill. I want to say a little something about Range Magazine that was on the commercial for her books that CJ puts out. They're just beautiful, and then the magazine. And I don't know if CJ wants me telling this. I've been trying to get her back on the air. The woman is so busy. And she's doing all she can to keep her publication going, just like we're doing all we can here to keep I'm doing all that I can. I say we because you have helped. to keep things going here. CJ loves CSC Talk Radio, and she'll call me and give me pep talks and ask me how things are, and I just love the woman. I just love her. She decided to do something special for me, for CSC Talk Radio, and she has what they call Profiles of the West as a feature in Each Range magazine. It comes out quarterly, and it's only $24.95 for the year, and it's a beautiful magazine. I don't know how she does. Well, I know she struggles. I know that she had a gentleman write an article, and it's very short. It's very brief about me, and it'll be coming out in the winter edition of Range Magazine. So I want to share that with you because she's hoping it'll prop up the show and it'll bring some more listeners and maybe some more interest with maybe advertisers and such as well. But if you have not yet subscribed to Range Magazine, you need to do that. Not just so you can have a little bitty picture of Beth Ann in 300 words explaining a little bit about the show and what I do, but because it is packed full of information that you will not hear anywhere else. And I don't care if you live in rural Missouri, rural America, or in the big cities around us, from sea to shining sea. You need to know what's going on in this nation. And Range Magazine is the best way that I know to do that. She has all kinds of authors and writers and researchers that come in and take care of that. She approves each and every article that doesn't get, she is picky. Visit rangemagazine.com and order that today. Visit rangemagazine.com. Now I'm hoping, I'm trying to get her on the air, and if I do, she might give us some specials. But please don't wait. $24.95. I know maybe in some of our budgets that's an awful lot. But it's very little for the information that you're going to receive. Not to mention the good stuff in it with the pictures and the other stories. There's human interest stories as well. You got to have some good with the ugly. But it's Range for You is the number, 1-800-RANGE-4-YOU, and I was trying to write that down as I was listening to the commercial. It's 1-800-726-4348. 1-800-726-4348. You might double-check me on that. It's 1-800-RANGE-4-YOU, because I was writing that down in a big, big hurry. I encourage you to do that. I also want to encourage you, all my sponsors. My sponsors are important, and they're what make us stay on the air. And right now, my main sponsor is Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I encourage you to use Discount Gold and Silver Trading. It's DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. We're going to go back to the phones. We have John from Missouri. John, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm doing fine. I hope you're doing fine as well.
I'm trying.
You had Neil on here a while back, and he talked about the land pass.
Yes.
And it would sure be nice if he'd get a hold of you so you could get a hold of me and we could talk about that.
Okay, and I do have some information on that if you would send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, unless you've already done it.
You already sent that to me.
Okay. Yeah, he hasn't been real forthcoming with his information. If he's listening, Neil, they want to talk to you personally. And so I haven't given that over the air, and I will not. But Neil, if you're listening, if you just give us give me information in the office, and I can get the information to people off air, whether it's an address or whatever. Okay. Anything else, John?
Yes, ma'am. I sent you a copy of the original Constitution. They had the original 13th Amendment on it. You should have got that a week or 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah, I have trouble keeping up with everything. But, yeah, I think I did.
You know, I found it really intriguing because that came out of a library in Texas. It had the Texas state seal on it. And when I recorded it in my county, they defaced the document because you'll see on there it said it's a non-official document. Now, how that was an official document from the state of Texas archives library, and they made it a non-official here, I don't understand that one.
Official in Texas, non-official in Missouri.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Interesting.
So, but that comes back to
would it have been? I'm not defending them. I'm trying to logic this out. Would it have been a case of when we were established as a state? That would be something worth looking into.
No, I think that that was done in 1819. Was what the date was that on there for that they recorded in Texas. You can look at it.
Okay.
The third didn't become a state until 1820 or 1821. But it didn't have a court deal or it didn't have a state notary seal on it. It had a Texas seal. So I considered it to be an official document.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate the call, John. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great weekend. We have Mike from Missouri. Is he from Missouri? We have Mike.
No.
Mike is from Illinois.
it's from Bloody Williamson County in southern Illinois.
How are you doing, Mike?
Well, you know, is this not every day becoming now is the time for every good man, woman, and child to come to the aid of this republic?
Oh, my goodness, it is. Absolutely.
These toxic sewer rats, Charlie Schumer and Hillary Clinton and Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein, these people were hardly shot up in Las Vegas before they were out there trying to disarm the American people. I mean, yep. this I'm sure the people that listen to your show know how bad this is. But actually, the big reason I'm calling today is because I've heard that things are not going real good financially again. So those of you that are listening, if you just send in a dollar, when you can do it once or twice a month, if everybody listening would just send $1 in an envelope to her, then I'm sure she would be able to float the show and possibly even have a little bit of excess money to hang on to. So send your dollars into her. She does a wonderful job, and she's a good woman. So, Beth, have a great weekend.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Mike.
You and yours and all your listeners, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Thank you. We're going into another commercial break. You know, Mike, it's very touching that you care so deeply. It has been rough. It has been rough. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. It is free for all Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. We deny very seldom. And we will be right back. With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're going to go to some of our buddies on the East Coast. We've got Dave from New York. Dave, how are you today?
Pretty good, but remember, I'm from upstate New York. I have woodchucks and coyotes and, you know, the occasional bear and all that stuff walking around, so I'm not New York City.
No, you're not New York City, but you're not a flyover state either. So, what's on your mind today, Dave? And I thank you for being here with us. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, the last gentleman or whatever they called and said send a dollar, I say send $10 because, you know, you're worth more than twice the price of a stamp, okay?
And thank you.
All you have to do to make up for it is just when you go in the grocery store, go around the outside of the store. Don't go through the aisles because that's where all the junk is. And just, you know, buy organic food on the outside, and you're going to improve your health. And you don't have to buy that other stuff that's, you know, in the aisles between, which is all dried up, hydrated stuff, you know, whatever it is, dehydrated. But what I really called about was what really bothers me right now is they say that the shooter in Las Vegas, you know, was on some sort of drugs or whatever, you know, from, you know, his mental problems or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it was 8 of the 9 shooters at least that did the schools before these kids. They were all on these antidepressants or whatever, which apparently is what this guy was on. But they won't tell you what they were because they don't want to discourage other people from not taking theirs. And I want the black box warning to be in bold print because you see all the commercials on TV now and they tell you this is going to be good for you. But, you know, if you
agree with that. And then at the end of that commercial, Dave, they go, may cause heart disease, liver failure, kidney failure.
Yeah, and if you're allergic to this or that, you know, well, if you didn't get a vaccine, you're probably not allergic to anything. You know what I mean? Like peanut oil or maybe mercury. Mm. And that's another thing. Mercury, a girl named Brandy Vaughn, that I don't have her email stuff or whatever, but she worked for the pharmaceutical company. And she didn't want her baby to be shot up with all this stuff. They say it's like 0.5 milligrams or whatever mercury per year. But if you get the 35 vaccines that child was supposed to have before the age of 5, it's 5 milligrams in each shot. Mm-hmm. Because, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's just so illogical. I just want the black box warning to be out there.
Well, and here's one thing. Here's one thing I think that will play out eventually, and it is to some degree already. If you have taken any kind of medication or ever told your doctor that you're blue or depressed, you will not receive the privilege of having a gun. Because I'm saying privilege because that's what that little thing said a little bit ago with Paul Ryan. And I think they're headed that way. They're going to eliminate as many people who are eligible to have a gun privilege instead of a right. And, yeah, the medications, you know, that's another part of the D.C. occupiers with the big pharma. They're making money there. They're making money with the pharmaceutical business.
If you get any comfort, anybody listening to Beth Ann, you know, yeah, a dollar's like a little skimpy, okay? You know, $10, $20, $50, whatever. I mean,
you
know, what is she doing for you? And you're enjoying her. If you don't help her out, who's going to help her out?
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. That's very touching. Thank you. I mentioned earlier that I have this article he's in Wisconsin. He listens in Wisconsin, and he didn't actually do this article. He actually emailed it to someone. And, okay, we've got another caller. I'm trying to get the callers in, and we're trying to, I'm watching it on my producer has to text me with that, and I'm trying to watch my phone, and I'm doing a really poor job at it. But we have Ray from Illinois, and then I want to get to this article because I want to share some things with you. Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm great, Beth Ann. How about yourself?
I'm not depressed.
Okay.
I'm a little blue sometimes when I can't meet the bills, but I'm not depressed.
But that's because you're a Christian, and that is my query is, how many of these people that are on depression medicine are not Christians?
Well, you know, there is a chemical balance that causes some of that in people, and so I don't want to.
But you know, the Lord can cure all that.
I don't want to generalize that. Okay, I don't want to put every Christian down if they are dealing with some things in their life. You know, there have been times when you know life just gets pretty overwhelming. You know, if you lose your house in a fire and other things happen, that it gets a little overwhelming at times. But I do think there's.
And I had my mom pass away. I lost my job, and I got divorced within 3 months.
That's rough.
And I'm not on depression medicine.
No, but you did struggle going through all that, didn't you? I mean, you didn't have medication to help you, but you did struggle. That's what I'm saying. I don't want what I'm saying, Ray, is I don't want everybody to think if they're feeling a little blue that I don't want them to doubt their faith. Don't doubt your faith. Just keep relying on God.
No, my question is what is the correlation between are they a Christian or not?
Well, I don't think everyone that falls into that, that takes an antidepressant necessarily is not a Christian. I have Christian friends that have struggled with some things, and I'm not going to say they're not a Christian.
That was my question.
But I am going to say, Ray, I am going to say that I believe they will end up putting, especially in the health care bills, I think they will end up putting some stipulations on whether you can have a gun or not as to whether you've ever been treated for depression or for the blues or if you've ever taken this medicine or that medicine. I do think that they're heading that direction. Are you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I do think they're heading that direction. That was my point on the antidepressants or the medicines that are supposed to treat you mentally.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ray. I don't think Ray and I were on the same page there, and I apologize for that, Ray. But I'm not going to blanket and say anybody who's on an antidepressant or who's dealing with depression does not have their Christian faith. We all go through some things that are pretty tough. I know I had a doctor wanted to put me on that when I was going through some things similar to what I wasn't going through a divorce, but similar to what Ray had said regarding I lost my dad, I lost my sister-in-law, my brother was very ill, another brother was causing trouble. My mom was still living, but she had Alzheimer's, and we were dealing with one thing after the other. And this doctor wanted to put me on an antidepressant. I looked at her and I said, no, this is life. This is life. Get on your knees and pray. That doesn't mean that your faith is weak or bad if you take an antidepressant. But get on your knees and pray and rely on a good Christian friend that you can talk to, cry on the shoulders of. I've got a friend now whose mother is going through the Alzheimer's, and I'm trying to be there for her as best I can because I know the pain of it, how it yanks at your heart. And you do, you know, those little ideas pop into your mind. How come? Why? Those little Job questions. Why? Because we live in a broken world. We live in a broken world. Well, this is an article, and I won't have time to share the entire thing with you, I don't believe. But, and it is Free for All Friday. I'm going to check my phone again, see if I've got another caller. It is Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome. At 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, this listener from Wisconsin sent this to me. Oh, I hear the music. We're going into that break. I want to share this with you because it is packed full of information, and it's a person who believed in gun control, but once they did the research, they no longer believe in gun control. I thought that was interesting. I thought it was interesting. Also, why now, since we have more gun control than we did 50 years ago, 60 years ago, why now do we see more crime? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday. You're listening to Beth Ann on CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored. Carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips. Cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book, Mankind Has to Battle Its Way Back from Near Extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, Pure Entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday, but we are now in the final segment of today's show. Your calls are welcome if you do it quickly at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. This article that I wanted to share with you is facts that are often important. And this lady, I assume it is, Leah Libresco. I'm going to spell that for you. L-I-B as in boy, R-E-S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, O. And the title of it is, I used to think gun control was the answer. My research told me otherwise. Now, I'm going to put this on the blog and on the link to it on the Facebook page of the show. You can go to Facebook, if you're on Facebook, to CSC Talk Radio. Do not go to the one that says Beth Ann is your favorite talk show host. That is a group page. When I post articles and information, it is on the main page. It'll have my logo as the big picture. A little picture on the left-hand side is my face. So that's how you recognize that it's the main page, and it is CSC Talk Radio. So I'm going to put this on there because I want you to know what her information says about gun control and about how that has played out in the statistics. What the left will not admit is that guns
actually stop crime. Yeah, there are bad guys with guns, and they perpetrate crime and mass murders. But in the long realm of things, they're not the cause of crime. Gun ownership is not the cause of crime. This man was not an NRA member, and yet they're blaming NRA. This says, this gentleman actually wrote to his senator, and he says, facts are often more important than emotions when determining sound and effective policy, or they should be anyway. Now, this is coming from a listener out of Wisconsin. Remember, the FBI's own statistics support the fact that firearms are utilized on average as many as 5,000 times each day in America to stop or prevent crimes, often by private citizens rather than government employees. In fact, it appears that the criminal shooter murderer in Las Vegas was stopped by a hotel employee rather than by the police. The police did not breach the room for another hour afterwards. This was a security guard. We're not knocking the police, nor denigrating their worth in any fashion, but we are supporting the public's right, not privilege, right to self-defense, which even predates the founding of this nation, the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights. This is his letter to his senator, and he's the one who included the article that I was telling you about, and I'm going to post it. He says, below you will find just one article that refutes some of the emotional arguments for more gun control. There are many more fact-based studies that confirm these assertions even more stringently by using actual FBI numbers and statistics. But the left will not tell you this. The left will never, and mainstream media, they will not give stories of heroes that saved the day with a gun. When they have the signs for no guns allowed, the little circle with the gun and the line drawn through it, when they have those on any establishment, it is a bullseye for a criminal. Whether they want to rob, steal, or kill, it is a bullseye for them. Because they know when they walk in that establishment, all the law-abiding citizens will be disarmed. All of these people who want you disarmed have bodyguards with, guess what? Guns. We have another caller. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, guns ain't the problem. People thinking it's the problem.
What's that?
Guns ain't the problem. It's the mental state of people that's the problem. There's so many laws that's tied in with this drug companies. There's so many laws that you can do a felony and you don't even know you did it.
Well, I don't know about. Yeah, there's too many laws, that's for sure. You can break them and not know you broke a law.
And there's a lot of, like, depressants and back pills for pills for other things that you can get a DWI or something like a DWI just by taking drugs. And you do that too many times, that's a felony, which will take your gun rights. So it's all tied in with the drug companies, you see what I mean?
And that's still gun control. They may not have issued something that says you can't have this gun or that gun, but that's still a type of gun control. Domestic crime, and I believe in that. I believe that those who have been beating on their wives or wives that are beating on their husbands or showing violence like that, I'm not sure they need to have a gun in their hand.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Okay. Larry, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Anyway, this listener from from Wisconsin. His first name is Gary. That's all I'm going to give you. His first name is Gary. He has given me this article. He's really good at keeping me informed. I just don't always see his emails in time. But I do appreciate it, Gary. Thank you very much. And I use him quite a bit. He really is great with words. But Leah is one of those who was a gun control person until she did the research. And now she thinks otherwise. So I'm going to post that. And if you're not on Facebook and you're not on the World Wide Web, if you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I will send you the article. Please put a little donation in there for me, if you could. Apparently I'm worth $10, not dollars. So I would appreciate that, just to help out paying for the paper and keeping the lights on, so to speak. That would be much appreciated. You know, folks, it really does take all of us. And that saying from my third grade teacher, "What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees?" How long has it been that we, the people, have only been looking at the trees, you know, this party or that party? And I think you can see today that they are working together to bring socialism, corporatism, keep their jobs, telling you you have a gun privilege rather than a right. It's time to stand together. Have a great weekend, and let's bring America home.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.